Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for this wonderful portion of scripture that so reveals your love for us in such a great way, restoring us and bringing us back to your heart, your soul, and that which is required from us, Lord, all because you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have done it. Said it's time for the children to come home. It's time for this world to be restored. It's time for all evil to be taken away. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The readings is from Galatians 3, from verse 23 to the end of the chapter 29.
I'm reading out of the TPT. So until the revelation of faithful salvation was released, the law was a jailer, holding us as prisoners under lock and key until the faith which was destined to be revealed would set us free. The law was our guardian until Christ came, so that we would be saved by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under the guardian of the law. You have all become true children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith immersed you into Christ, and now you are covered and clothed with his life, and we no longer see each other in our former state, Jew or non-Jew, rich or poor, male or female, because we all one through our union with Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are now Abram's child and a true heir of all his blessings, because of the promise God made to Abraham.
Hallelujah. So you see there, it's just so beautiful. God so loved the world. And take note, the world. So it wasn't just his children, but it's his children and all that he made for his children and all that needs restoring. God sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So it's so wonderful to know God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit moved on our behalf. They said, you can't keep it under the law. You can't keep it with your will and your effort. It's God's will that has moved now to bring you back. And now as you have surrendered, you are now back in the family. You with the Father, you with the Son, and you with the Holy Spirit. You're in this family. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. So that's the beauty. We've been brought back, and now the family inspires us. We're inspired by the Holy Spirit to take hold of that which has been made available for us in Jesus. And as we embrace that revelation, you hear his word, you apply it, the Father and the Son comes and reveals himself and makes a home with us. So we demonstrate the love as we wake up to it morning by morning and we take hold of it. It's quickened to our spirit, and then it's taken hold of in our soul, will, intellect, and emotions. And then we walk in the goodness of the Lord. We walk in the path that is laid out. We partake of the divine thoughts of God, and it is then takes place in our lives in every area. And this is all so that we can show the way for the other brothers that are still deceived, the family out there, mankind, that doesn't know from whom they come. They don't know what has been made available. But we are give evidence what they have not seen, they can understand as they as we walk in the Spirit and so stay in tune with the Spirit and letting our light shine. So, yeah, God is here. Kingdom is here. The Son is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The goodness of God is here. And so together, as all parts of the body, the bride, we keep looking to the head, and we bear the necessary fruits, bringing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what it's all about. Amen. For ourselves, with the first bit of ground that needed working was that us, we got to wake up. the light of God's got to shine on us. And once it's shined on us in that day, we take it into our household, we take it out into our workplace, and we take the light out into the world. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings and promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.